Chapter 6 Meet and Greet. Rarity stumbled from her chair as the bonds around her hooves were undone in a flash of magic. Her muscles felt weak and stiff, and she wondered to herself just how long she had been sitting in that uncomfortable position. She didn't ask her company, though, and instantly fell into an uncoordinated bow.
Your Highness?
She squeaked as regally as she could. The pink alicorn nodded to her.
Please rise. I have much I'd like to discuss with you.
Rarity obediently scrambled to her hooves and stood up as tall as she dared. She had expected to meet an alicorn, yes, but the alicorn she thought she was going to meet hadn't bled off this much raw divinity when she had seen her. Not only was she flaunting the required horn and wings, but she was a good head taller than a normal pony. Her mane and tail were perfectly styled, and she wore all the glistening regalia that Rarity had come to associate with power. Rarity quickly glanced over at Twilight Sparkle and was surprised to find the purple, still very much a unicorn pony, glowering at her. She had expected Twilight to be a bit suspicious of her and her claims, of course, but couldn't fathom what she had done to entice that look from the other unicorn.
Now, Miss Rarity,
the alicorn spoke again, and Rarity took the opportunity to focus on her and not Twilight.
I'm sure you have many questions, and I want you to know that no matter what they are, we will happily answer them, so don't be afraid to ask.
Rarity nodded at that, but silence persisted for a few seconds before she finally comprehended the anticipating stare the alicorn was giving her.
Oh! You mean right now? All right then, let me just organize my thoughts a bit here.
She took a deep breath and steeled herself to calmly ask one question.
Who are you?
She shouted at the alicorn, blowing her and Twilight's manes back. Days of pent-up frustration and confusion were finally released, and Rarity found that she had no real control after she got started.
Where am I? What just happened? How do you even exist? Why on earth did Twilight poison my drink? Why is everything made of crystals? Why is Twilight glaring at me? Why is that dragon so adorable? How long have I been asleep? How many alicorns are there? How can a rebellion even exist anymore? Why does it exist? And most importantly...
Her stomach growled loudly, causing Rarity to blush and lower her voice to a tiny squeak.
Is there any way I could get a bite to eat?
Twilight, the alicorn, and Spike all blinked owlishly at her. Finally, Spike was the one to break the silence.
You think I'm cute?
Rarity's blush deepened.
That is to say...
Before she could finish her thought, she was cut off by the alicorn clearing her throat.
I am Princess Cadence. You're in the Crystal Empire, which is in the Frozen North. You were just interrogated, but I have deemed you trustworthy. Princess Celestia kept me on the hush since my youth, and I fled once Nightmare Moon returned by her orders. Twilight drugged your tea so she could bring you here swiftly and without incident. It is the Crystal Empire. She doesn't like the idea that she's been destined to defeat Nightmare Moon in a great spectacle.
Twilight opened her mouth, but Cadence didn't give her a moment to speak.
Probably because he's still a baby. 6 hours. Only 3 that I know of. Fear does not crush a pony's need for light. To stop Nightmare Moon, of course. Yes, would you like a sandwich? Yes, thank you.
Rarity said, once she had sorted through the rush of words. Cadence smiled at her and turned to the baby dragon.
Spike, can you get our guest a Daisy sandwich, please?
The dragon opened his mouth but shut it after a pointed look from Twilight was shot in his direction.
Yeah, he mumbled, trudging out of the room through the one lone door. You guys get to have all the fun.
Rarity watched him go, trying to wrap her mind around everything that had just happened in the past 2 minutes. Her musing, however, was interrupted by Twilight speaking again.
I don't know about this, Cadence. I mean, she works for Nightmare. And so did your brother,
the alicorn said, laying a hoof on Twilight's shoulder.
You know that most ponies work for her because they have no choice.
Twilight stuttered, thrusting a hoof at Rarity.
What about that crazy plan she has? Me being an alicorn? Every pony storming the castle? And defeating Nightmare Moon because it's our destiny or whatever? Doesn't that all sound a bit suspicious?
Cadence frowned.
Yes, of course it does. Don't accuse me of not taking precautions, Twilight. That's why she was tied up. But I can feel the love for her sister in her. She's a good pony, Twilight. And I don't think she's one to just lie about something like that.
Twilight opened her mouth to say something else, but let the words go with a deep sigh.
Fine. Just know that I don't agree with any of this, and I still don't trust her.
Cadence nodded and wrapped Twilight in a wing hug.
Thank you. That's all I can really ask for. Now, shall we answer some of her questions? Fine.
Twilight grumbled, turning back to Rarity.
Have you ever heard of the Crystal Empire?
Rarity felt like she was getting some variation of whiplash from how fast the conversation kept changing topic.
The Crystal Empire? Yes. Yes, I think I've heard about that. It appeared in the middle of the frozen north about a year ago, I think.
The more Rarity thought, the more she remembered that particular evening when a few soldiers, not even personal guards of the princess, and certainly not anyone who should approach her without invitation, just regular soldiers, burst into the throne room. They had frantic looks on their faces, and that was probably what saved their lives when they startled Nightmare Moon so much by their sudden entrance that she leaped off of her throne completely. Rarity remembered jumping too. She had been bringing Nightmare Moon her tea and only just managed to not spill it when the doors flew open with a clang. "Princess!" the soldiers had shouted, barely remembering to skid into a bow. "Something has happened in the frozen north!" Rainbow Dash and some other guard that Rarity didn't remember the name of came in seconds later, moving towards the soldiers. They instantly stopped, however, when Nightmare Moon raised her wing. An expression that Rarity couldn't place, but surprisingly wasn't anger, adorned her features as she walked closer to the two soldiers.
"What happened in the frozen north?"
Rarity had noticed then that the two were Pegasi with icicles decorating their wings. With a start, Rarity had realized that they must have flown all the way here.
"A brilliant flash of light,"
the soldier that had spoken before breathed, his buddy content on just nodding rapidly along.
"We were doing a quick flyby when suddenly the air started shimmering, and a flash of light blinded our entire group. When we could see again, there was a great city in the middle of the snow, sparkling like crystals."
He paused for breath, and Nightmare took the opportunity to sip at the tea Rarity had brought her.
"Did you see any pony there?"
The soldier shook his head so rapidly Rarity was sure it would fall off.
"No, Your Highness. We barely got to look at it before a dark cloud started billowing up out of the snow. It was horrible!"
the second soldier had finally decided to speak then.
"It started snatching us out of the air and suffocating our platoon in its depths. We were the only two who escaped."
"I see,"
Nightmare had said plainly, returning the tea to Rarity's tray.
"Well, it seems I must take a leave of absence for the moment. A young colt has decided to try to wreak havoc at exactly the worst time. And when she returned a few days later..."
Rarity wasn't sure when she had started telling the story out loud, but continued on as Cadence gestured for her to finish.
When she returned a few days later, she had a message sent out that no one was to go to the city and that the natural elements would wear it away within the year.
Cadence nodded.
"That would have happened, too, if it wasn't for Twilight's quick thinking."
She turned to the door from which Spike had exited and glanced over her shoulder.
"Come, let's take a walk."
Rarity glanced over at Twilight, but the purple unicorn didn't even so much as look at Rarity before strutting out with Cadence. With a resigned sigh, Rarity followed.
"A 1,000 years ago,"
Cadence began once they started walking,
"a great empire was structured in the north that was home to a 4th tribe of ponies that lived nowhere else. The Crystal Ponies, as they were called, for their coats sparkled like crystals, lived peacefully in their isolated city until, one day, a dark unicorn came into their midst. No one knows exactly how, but soon after his arrival, the unicorn had managed to gain great power and enslaved the entire race of Crystal Ponies. The stories say that Celestia banished him to somewhere for 1,000 years, but he took the Empire with him. After it reappeared last year, Nightmare Moon was able to defeat the Dark Unicorn in his weakened state, and destroyed the magical artifact that protected the Empire from the storms of the North. Without the artifact, the Empire itself would have been quickly consumed by the snow, if Twilight hadn't been so quick-witted,
Cadence concluded, nodding to Twilight, who in turn blushed at the praise.
We were already hiding in the North, and Twilight convinced me to shield a bit of the city. You've been expanding in the underground mines ever since.
Rarity couldn't take it anymore, let alone a loud laugh.
You have got to be kidding! Sparkling ponies, a hidden kingdom? That all seems a bit far-fetched, don't you think?
Twilight looked like she was about to argue, but she was interrupted by a cheery voice echoing off of the walls.
Excuse me, princess!
A shimmering red pony trotted up to the trio, and Rarity's mouth dropped.
I just want to inform you, let's hear that Troop 6 has returned successfully with new supplies. Thank you, Folly.
Cadence smiled warmly at the pony.
Please go alert the chefs that they will need to prepare for more food.
Folly bowed and moved on further down the hallway, Rarity's eyes following her the entire way.
What? Yep.
Cadence replied with a smile.
Most of those still here haven't gotten their shine yet, but a few have managed to get comfortable. That's...
Rarity whispered.
That's amazing. But all of this is only possible because we've been careful,
Twilight said, again glaring at Rarity.
That means no protests, no raids, and no all-out attacks on the capital. No one is saying we're going to do that,
Cadence said before Rarity could reply.
We just need to think about the opportunity that's now available. And all I'm saying is that we can't do anything rash just because...
Twilight! Twilight stopped speaking mid-sentence, her gaze saying that the conversation wasn't over and turned at the sound of her name. Down the hallway came a rapidly approaching baby dragon that, to Rarity's despair, was not holding a sandwich.
Yes, Spike? What is it?
The dragon huffed as he came to a stop next to Twilight. A small, flashing stone gripped in his claw, and a look of panic on his face.
The stone, he breathed. Applejack's calling you.
Twilight paled and snatched the pulsing rock out of his grasp.
Applejack?
She spoke into the rock.
Are you there? You know you're only supposed to use this line for emergencies.
There was a buzzing noise that emanated from the rock, causing Rarity to stare at it wide-eyed before a voice broke out, clear and clean, as if the pony was standing right next to them.
Yeah, I know that, Twilight,
Applejack said. Her voice was ragged and punctured by pants, and she seemed to be shouting quite loudly.
That's why I'm using it. I ain't trying to tell you the cider season went well.
There were more buzzing sounds, and Applejack's voice sounded more distant now, as she shouted,
Would someone help her already? My grandmother is literally moving faster than you all.
There were some rustling sounds and some vaguely familiar that Rarity could classify as defensive squawking. Then Applejack's voice was back, mumbling something that sounded like, Dumb pigeons.
All right, Applejack, just calm down,
Twilight said, though her voice shook a little.
Just tell us what happened. Where are you?
In the Everfree,
came the reply.
We're closing in on the safe point, so I need you to be ready soon.
The voice softened considerably, though the rustling and buzzing sounds were still prominent.
I'm sorry, Twi, but we were caught. Some pony snitched, and they know.
No!
Twilight practically yelled.
No, tell me what happened, Applejack. Tell me exactly what happened.
Applejack sighed on the other side of the rock.
Some guards showed up at our doorstep, said they needed the castle's order early in preparation for the Nightmare Night celebration, because some supply wagon was ambushed or whatnot. I was suspicious, but went to get what we had when they started saying they'd caught some of the raiders, and the next moment Applebloom started shouting that a whole platoon was coming up the hill. We got out of there fast as our legs could carry us. Also, it didn't help that we had 2 fugitives hunkering with us, I reckon. I'd say there's about 15 soldiers on our tail this minute. Sorry, Twi. Looks like we've been found out. If they don't know about you yet, they will within the week.
if anyone's been talking.
Twilight stood rigid. Her eyes were wide and her jaw trembled. Rarity wanted to say something, anything, to break the weighted silence that surrounded her. Princess Cadence, however, beat her to the punch.
Applejack, Cadence said calmly, how many are with you? Who did you get out? If they came for you, they might take others. No one.
Applejack's voice crackled from the rock.
Just my family, Zecora, and the two fugitives I was talking about. We left in a hurry, like I said. All right,
Cadence replied, though Rarity couldn't miss the hint of sadness in her voice.
That'll make our job easier, I suppose. Spike, go get Shining Armor. Twilight, Rarity, come with me, please. Applejack will be ready in 5 minutes.
That seemed to snap Twilight out of whatever daze she had gone into, and she followed Cadence with a tall posture, still talking intently into the rock. Rarity didn't listen to the rest of their conversation, however. As she followed the two down the sparkling hall, her mind swirled with all the information that little rock had given her. Applejack. She knew that name. In a time before the sunset, she knew that voice. She distinctly remembered a rambunctious, freckled face splashing dirt onto her coat and sharing her apples. She couldn't picture the filly she had practically grown up with becoming one of these secret rebellion leaders. She would have never pegged little AJ as some pony who would grow up to fight tyranny. But, she mused, she never pegged herself as one either, and yet, here she was. Her musing was interrupted as the two ponies in front of her stopped. She had been so caught up in her own mind that Rarity hadn't noticed the group entering an entirely different room and closing the doors behind them. The room they were in was a plain, round room with an intricate, spiral-like design painted onto the floor. Cadence and Twilight moved into two circles, and Cadence gestured for Rarity to step into a third. Rarity hesitantly complied and looked at the other two in confusion.
May I ask what we're doing? A high-level teleportation spell, Twilight told her, cracking her neck and spreading her hooves out. We need a couple unicorns and this rune circle to get 7 ponies from the Everfree Forest to here. What?
Rarity's eyes widened.
I can't cast that strong of a spell. That's why we have the rune circle. You just have to shoot magic into the center,
Twilight growled, glancing at the door.
Where is Shining? We need him for backup.
Suddenly, the door opened and Rarity's jaw dropped. In the doorway was Spike, standing right next to the most amazing stallion Rarity had ever seen. His white coat, whiter than even hers, seemed to glisten like the crystals in the room. His silky blue mane fell casually over his face and framed a long, majestic horn that had a winding crack down the middle. The crack, along with a few scars dotting his muscular body, made him seem battle-worn and rugged.
Honey, I'm so glad you're here.
Cadence greeted him and snuck a kiss as he walked past, leaving Spike waiting by the door. Rarity felt her whole body droop. Of course. He was already taken by the princess. With her luck, what else did she expect? How many ponies are we teleporting? Shining Armor asked, his deep voice making Rarity swoon.
7,
Twilight replied.
From the Everfree.
Shining grimaced. Ugh, that's a lot of energy needed. Are you sure I shouldn't get Moondancer or someone else?
There's no time!
Twilight snapped.
This should be just enough.
Shining Armor sighed, but did not walk over to one of the other circles. Instead, he went to stand beside Twilight, head bent to let their horns touch. Twilight's horn instantly started glowing with power, and after a few minutes of the purple light growing bigger than Rarity had ever seen an aura grow, she lowered her head and touched her horn to the lines on the floor. Shining maintained contact the entire time. The aura flowed from Twilight's horn and across the floor like water, staying firmly on the lines and bathing it in purple.
Rarity!
Cadence called, causing Rarity to turn her eyes from the stunning display.
Charge your horn and direct the magic down through the rune. Just pour in magic. Don't worry about casting a spell. Twilight will handle that.
Rarity thought better than to question her at the moment, and instead started channeling magic as directed. She gasped when she placed her head on the floor in an awkward bow-like pose, and started to feel the magic being sucked out of her. It was a slightly painful sensation of being drained,
and it almost caused her to cancel the spell, but she gritted her teeth and held her stance, knowing that drawing back now would shatter what little trust these ponies had for her. The runes on the floor glowed a three-hued color as the magic from the three ponies was poured into it. Twilight lifted the rock still clutched in her hoof to her mouth as the raw energy started causing a breeze to pick up.
"All right, Applejack,"
she said, not sounding strained at all by the spell.
"We're ready whenever you are."
More rustling sounded from the rock before Applejack's voice cut through.
"Start it now, Twi. We ain't there yet, but if we wait, we're gonna get a platoon coming along with us."
Twilight hesitated.
"That can't work, AJ. If I start the spell without you already in place, the runes will crumble. It's not even mentioning what will happen if one of you is only halfway through."
"Crumbled runes is good," Applejack's panting voice replied. "We definitely can't use this side again. And what's behind us is just as bad as being torn in half."
Twilight bit her lip.
"But..."
"Twi," Applejack growled. "If you don't start that spell now, we ain't coming. Period."
"Fine."
Verity felt a yank in her magic as Twilight squeezed her eyes shut.
"I'm starting now. You have 2 minutes.
"Thank you, Twilight. I'll see you on the other side."
Twilight snorted and Rarity felt another yank on her magic. It was almost like someone was trying to weave an intricate design using Rarity as the thread. The wind steadily picked up speed as a ball of magic started to shakily form in the center of the room.
"Come on, Applejack,"
Rarity heard Twilight mutter as the wind started whipping her purple mane about. Rarity was silently grateful that her own mane was tucked safely away in her bun. The magic ball continued to grow brighter and bigger, with multicolored sparks bouncing across it. Just as Rarity thought it would surely collapse under its own weight, the ball abruptly shrunk down like a balloon being sucked of its air. Light exploded outward, blinding all occupancies of the room. Rarity reeled back as her connection to the spell broke off with an echoing snap ringing through her head. Blinking, Rarity steadied herself and turned back to the center of the room, looking to see what had come of her efforts. Sprawled in a large pony pile, paint falling around them as the rune crumbled, was Applejack's almost familiar orange coat and brown hat. There was a red stallion under her, and an older mare off to the side that Rarity recognized as Applejack's brother and grandmother, respectively. A yellow filly lay on top of a zebra mare, and a familiar blue Pegasus was sprawled out on top of Applejack. Rarity's mouth fell open.
"Rainbow Dash?"
Rainbow stirred and blinked up blearily at her.
"What? Rarity? Whoa!"
Applejack shoved Rainbow off of her. Her hard gaze swept across the room until it rested on a pair of siblings, seemingly no worse for wear from the spell.
"Twilight!"
Pinkie Pie popped up from behind the red stallion and pointed excitedly at Cadence.
"Alicorn!"
Shining Armor took a step back, his eyes wide and his jaw slack.
Pinkamina?
Rainbow's eyes traveled behind Rarity and her wings flared wide.
"Whoa! Dragon!"
"It's Spike, actually," the Drake corrected, rubbing the glare from his eyes.
"Did everyone make it?"
Cadence asked, her brow coated with sweat.
"Yep,"
an extremely deep voice answered.
"All right, everyone quiet!"
Twilight yelled, ending the rapid exchange of greetings. All eyes turned to her and, with a scowl that could freeze Tartarus, she thrusted a hoof at Rainbow Dash and Pinky.
"Applejack, who are they?"
"The fugitives I was talking about." Applejack rose and dusted herself off.
"You're sure this jump place is secure, Twi? There are an awful lot of guards chasing us."
"Yes,"
Twilight said absently.
"No one is able to track the teleport, especially with it being destroyed right after. Now, are you sure these two are trustworthy?"
"They are,"
Rarity spoke up.
"They're my friends, and I'd love to hear how you two became fugitives."
"Hey,"
Rainbow said, dusting herself off also.
"I'm like 80% sure you are too now, and I've been scared for your life for the past couple of days, so don't go being mad at me. Anyways,"
Twilight interrupted, shooting a glare at Rarity.
"I don't even know if you're trustworthy yet, so your word doesn't mean a thing."
"How about mine?"
Shining Armor stepped forward from the opposite end of the circle and, with a grace that could only come with years of practice, bowed deeply to Pinkie Pie. "Commander Pie, it's an honor to see you again."
"Oh, I'm not the commander," Pinkie said immediately. "That was always Limestone. I was perfectly happy being lieutenant."
There was a half second of silence before her brain caught up with what her mouth was saying, and her relaxed posture suddenly became much more nervous.
Please stop bowing. I really don't deserve any titles anymore, or that much respect.
Shining smiled and stood back up from his bow. "My apologies, Miss Pinkamine. I'm just happy to see you alive. Everyone assumed that Nightmare Moon had killed you when you never returned."
"That would have been..."
Pinkie started before her eyes locked with rainbows, and she swallowed her words.
"I mean, yeah, I can see where you might have got that."
Rarity raised a hoof.
"Excuse me, is anybody else completely confused?"
A yellow hoof joined Rarity's in the air.
"I am."
Everyone else ignored the two, and Twilight Sparkle, her face suddenly glowing with what Rarity could only describe as awe, trotted up to Shining and Pinkie.
"Big brother, are you saying what I think you're saying?"
Eyes wide as saucers, she turned to Pinkie.
"Are you the Pinkamina Pie? Co-leader of the First Rebellion?"
Pinkie said, rubbing the back of her head.
"Yes. I mean, well, technically, yes, but oh my gosh."
Twilight interrupted. A flash of purple light went off above her head, and suddenly she was holding a notebook and a pencil.
"I can't believe you're here! In my base! Oh my goodness, I have so many questions! How did you survive? Everyone assumed you died! They even held a funeral and everything! How have you evaded Nightmare's detection? What have you been doing these last couple of years? Do your sisters know you're alive? Oh, wait! Tell me about leading the First Rebellion. What do you think caused you to lose? What would you have done differently? Oh, wait. Can you punch through rocks, too? Is it true that you can predict the future? Oh my gosh, will you sign Shining's old uniform?"
Through the entire onslaught of words, Pinkie had been increasingly trying to back away from the babbling unicorn. Twilight had stayed with her every step of the way, however, and now the Earth Pony was backed into the wall, looking for all the world like she wanted nothing better than to just shrink into the floor.
"Hey, knock it off!"
Twilight suddenly cried, flying over to Twilight and shoving the unicorn away from her friend.
"Can't you see you're upsetting her?"
Twilight blinked silently at her before her face took on the standard glare.
"Wait a moment, you're Rainbow Dash, aren't you?"
Rainbow blinked in surprise but kept a protective stance in front of Pinkie.
"Yeah, and how do you know me?"
Twilight's face was slowly morphing into a look of pure rage.
"I keep tabs on all of Nightmare's personal guards. You're practically one of her lapdogs. What right do you have telling me what to do?"
"I happen to be,"
Rainbow said, poking Twilight in the chest,
"the best friend of the pony you were just harassing. I'm also no pony's lapdog and don't like to be accused of it." "Oh, please,"
Twilight sneered.
"You're the only Pegasus in Nightmare's personal guard. What did you do to land that position, Rat out your family as traitors?"
Rainbow shoved her nose into Twilight's, causing her to stumble back a few steps.
"If you ever dare say I would betray my loved ones again, I will rip your horn out. I had that job to protect those I love, and I don't freaking care what you have to say about it. But you will not harass my friends."
Twilight opened her mouth to retort, but Rarity had finally had enough and jumped into the conversation with a cough.
"Rainbow, darling, perhaps you shouldn't threaten physical harm to our friend, Twilight Sparkle."
Rainbow's eyes widened, and she took a hesitant step back from the unicorn.
"You're Twilight Sparkle?"
Her eyes went from her face to her cutie mark to her back.
"You're not even an alicorn."
Twilight rolled her eyes.
"Again with the alicorn thing. We should throw you in the dungeon on account of being insane. Never mind everything else you've done."
Her eyes narrowed and she took a step forward, poking Rainbow's chest in return.
"What have you done, What crimes have you committed in the name of protecting those you love? How many ponies have you killed? How many families have you ripped apart all for one or two ponies that are special to you, You're no better than any of Nightmare's loyal followers."
"Twilight," Shining hissed, stepping in front of Rainbow and pushing his sister backward. That's enough. Twilight hesitated, but eventually looked away, leaving the room with a heavy silence. Shining looked up from his sister into the actual Alicorn watching the scene.
Cadence, this is your decision. Should we trust these new ponies?
Cadence frowned, her eyes sweeping the room and settling on each of the three new fugitives in turn.
I say we take a vote. Who here deems these ponies untrustworthy of joining the rebellion?
Twilight's hoof instantly shot up, along with the red stallions, the older mares, and Applejack herself. Pinky's almost went up too before Rainbow snatched it down. Cadence nodded, and they lowered their hooves.
Who thinks they are trustworthy and should be joined into our ranks?
Her own hoof daintily went up, along with Shining's, Spike's, Zecora's, and a tiny yellow one.
Applebloom?
Applejack said, turning to her little sister.
You think we can trust him just like that?
Applebloom stared right back, a hard, determined expression on her face.
I do, sis. These are good ponies who just don't want to be hurt no more. We're all in the same boat, and it'd be stupid to reject their help because of how they got hurt in the first place.
Applejack smiled and ruffled her sister's red mane.
That was some wise words, little sis. I'm proud of you for thinking this through. Well, that settles it.
Cadence spoke up, smiling warmly at Rarity and her friends.
Welcome to the rebellion, you three.